Oh my God, Liv. People are always coming to me asking how to make six figures as a life coach. And I'm like, what? Like, it's hard?
It's easy if you just go to class. To get our free class on how to make six figures in your coaching business, all you need to do is text the words six figures to 813-212-8869.
Again, text six figures to 813-212-8869 to get our free class on how to make six figures as a life coach today.
Now let's get back to the episode.
It's time to pick up the phone. Answer that call.
This call is your calling and you can't hide from it or ignore it.
That passion you have to help people and make a difference isn't going anywhere. You deserve to get paid and paid well doing work you love and changing lives.
Everything in your life has led you here, and now we're here to help you figure out how to make your destiny your reality.
Welcome to Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast hosted by Inner Glow Circle.
IGC is an internationally accredited life coaching school created to take your existing professional skills paired with your life experience and turn it into a six-figure coaching business.
We've trained thousands of successful coaches, and now it's your turn.
Let's get focused, get real, and get you six-figure certified. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Six Figure Certified Coach podcast. I'm your host, Liv Chapman. And as you know, season three is all about direct action. So every single episode in season three is all about giving you exercises, coaching, and information to guide you and inspire you to finally take action in your business or to continue taking action in your business. And our guest today is truly the perfect guest to inspire you to do just that. I am joined by IGC's Director of Sales, Samantha Sinnett. And Sam has a really cool story, which I'm going to let her get to. But I also have to say that Sam has, I didn't bribe you, but like I have, let's go with inspired. Sam has been with us in different positions for a couple of years now. She's a graduate. She is a coach. She's a trainer. She's been an admissions advisor. And most recently has taken on the role of director of sales because she is one of the most action-oriented and high-integrity people that I know. Mm-hmm. And today's episode is all about staying in integrity. So Sam, why don't you tell us a little bit about your story, just in case people also happen to miss your full episode of season one.
Yeah. Thank you. I feel like it's such a high compliment to be told that you're in integrity. Like that is truly what I try to do, although I've not always been good at it. And I'm sure we'll get to that at some point in the episode today. But hi, everybody. My name is Sam. And I'm a certified coach. I went through IGC's 6-month coach training program in 2020. It completely changed the entire trajectory of my life. And I don't say that sentence lightly. Like it truly has my well-being, my finances, my career satisfaction, literally everything has changed because I said yes to, at the time, a very scary and honestly a risky opportunity. Before I was a coach, I was a clinical social worker and a mental health professional. And I was really burned out working in healthcare. I feel like just the pandemic and working in healthcare right now is incredibly difficult. And if you're listening to this and you resonate with that, or I know Liv, like you were a teacher, there's just certain professions now that are incredibly hard. And I wanted to stay in alignment with my purpose. I didn't want to give up. I just needed a different option. So I found coaching. I found IGC after a lot of going back and forth and deciding, and honestly, ambivalence. I decided to finally start trusting myself, and I just kind of went for it. And coming into IGC as a community and the program, I had made the decision from the moment that I enrolled that I was going to put every single thing I was taught into action because I had no option to fail. I had no option to not get a return on my investment. There was no backup plan other than doing what I was doing, which was literally sucking my soul.
Yeah.
So that is why I'm here. And I feel like that fire is still underneath of me. Like this, there still isn't another plan for me that gives me this level of freedom and flexibility and honestly joy. So that's a little bit about me. But yes, if you want to hear more of my story, there's an episode in season one where I really lay it all out and get really personal. Yeah. So yeah.
I love that episode. And again, go back and listen to it after this one if you want a little bit more information on Sam's background. But today I especially wanted to talk to you in this episode, Sam, because a lot of people that listen to this podcast are really in the beginning stages of starting and growing their coaching business. And I think you and I can both attest to some trial and error when we got started, like especially in choosing our niche and our brand and how we represent ourselves in our marketing and online. And I think you told me a story, I want to say when we were back in Arizona, around being out of integrity with your offers at first. And I think that's kind of a good place to start this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So when I was inside of coach training, I thought and believed that what I wanted to focus my coaching business around was the niche of self-worth, self-esteem, body neutrality coaching, specifically for women. At the time, I had made a lot of progress in those areas for myself. And I felt like if I took on the challenge of coaching people around these same issues, that it would almost continue to aid in my own journey. And it would hold me to a standard. And there was a period when it really did. The first 5-6 coaching clients that I got during coach training, I was 100% in integrity. But at that time, I was in a really nasty relationship. And slowly but surely, the relationship started to deteriorate. And so went my self-esteem and self-worth. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't being as kind to my body and as kind to my brain. And slowly but surely, I just sort of, I don't want to say I let myself go, but I just really started to struggle. And I was finding myself like not wanting to get on calls with clients sometimes, or really having to like talk myself, like try to like hype myself up to show up for them at 100%. And I feel like I was able to because I learned how to compartmentalize my own ish as a therapist and as a social worker. So I was able to, and my clients still got results. And deep down, I knew that I shouldn't be the one having that conversation anymore. And I had to give myself a major reality check and say, no, we're not doing this anymore. Like, you are not going to be in a place where you let yourself deteriorate at the expense of somebody else's well-being, whether it's like in whatever capacity that is, a relationship, your business with your client. And so I kind of took a pause. I started doing some work with another woman I met in the program, and we built a group coaching program focused on helping women who really felt like they didn't have confidence, really lacked self-esteem, build it from the ground up. So I actually created a program that was something that I needed as well. And I think that that's the beauty of coaching, is that we can, when you have those foundational skills, you can ebb and flow with what you coach around or who you coach, so that you can remain in integrity with what's going on in your personal life. Because it isn't right to preach one thing online or to your clients or get paid to preach something when you aren't actually embodying it and practicing it. And I believe that ethically, and again, from the standpoint of being in integrity, you also don't sell as much when you're not in integrity. You just don't, because you're not motivated to talk about those things on a public, in a public capacity.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that story. And I'm sure it's very relatable to a lot of people who, I mean, we have this theory. I'm sorry, I'm fixing my mic. Hello. Okay. We have this theory that a lot of people come into coach training too. Well, I don't think it's a theory. I think it's actual proof, with one idea of how they want to coach. And it's kind of based on, you know, where they are at the moment. But not only does life change often in the first 6 months to a year of your business, but also your interests. And when you go through the coaching process and you start having your own breakthroughs and you start realizing, you know, what you're really into, which is a lot of things that come through just from being coached or being in a coaching environment, it often also has you change your niche. And so the real action for everyone to consider today is, you know, where may you be in or out of integrity as a coach and with your offers? Like, you can, I feel like you can feel it when someone is not actually living the transformation that they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you can feel it in their marketing, in their messaging, in their branding, in their image even, and how they show up.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree. And something that I've gotten feedback on over the years, because I primarily market my coaching business on Instagram, is that, oh, you post a lot in your stories. Like, wow, you share a lot and you post a lot. And for me, doing that has added accountability for me to continue to do the things. And it really opens me up and shows this vulnerable side of me where, yeah, I'm getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and going to the gym when I'm exhausted. I'm still showing up for my clients while I'm caregiving for my family. I'm not quitting. I'm not making excuses. I'm fully showing up for myself in the same way and at the same level, if not more, than I ask my clients. Yeah. And that's really helped me. So I also think an action item is you have to find the strategy or the way in which you can stay in integrity and open yourself up a little bit. And for me, that looks like being on social media. Maybe it's staying connected to your own coach or whatever support professional that you need, or I don't know, if you're a visual person, maybe it's having something visual that you're tracking all the time, but you have to find an actual strategy to stay in, not just inside of your business, but inside of your life and the goals that you have for your own life and your own well-being or whatever it is that you're working towards.
Yeah, I think that's a great action to consider. And when it comes to integrity, I was going to say this towards the beginning, but here we are. I mean, integrity is really just the quality of honesty. And I would also say authenticity and alignment, especially when it comes to business. So I think of this as, maybe this is controversial, but I think of this as someone who is charging $10,000 for a coaching package, but has never made that kind of investment in themselves. Mm, that might be out of integrity.
Some people need to hear that, to be honest.
I also think this is selling how to make $10,000 a month when you have never made $10,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shall I keep going?
Keep going. Hit it.
This is also how to find your dream job when you've actually never had your dream job.
This is also telling people how to set boundaries, coaching people around boundaries and relationships when your relationship is in the toilet or you're making relationship decisions that are completely misaligned with your values.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, hear you. That was me a few years ago.
And it doesn't mean that you can't get into alignment, but I think this message is really for anyone who's having trouble. They're doing all of the things and they're not seeing all of the results. Sometimes I think energetically it's a little hard to explain. So we're trying to just give real examples here, but sometimes it is that alignment piece. There is part of you, whether it's conscious or subconscious, that is not actually aligned with the offer that you're selling, and your audience picks up on it. You can go to anyone's social media and watch a couple videos or go to their YouTube channel or wherever. I just feel like you can feel if they're off, if they're bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. I do think that a lot of people that are either looking for coaches and looking to hire a coach, or people that are just looking to improve themselves, they can also just figure it out quickly. It's not just a skill with coaches. I think especially when we're talking about women, we just have a natural intuition and a read. Yeah. We can read the room really easily. So I agree. If you truly can 100% say that you are doing all of the things that would hypothetically get you to the point of making a sale and it's not happening, check yourself on this. Check yourself on this, because there could be something under the surface that just is not clicking for you. And it's coming out, like you said, energetically in the way that you are presenting yourself to the world and to your network.
I totally agree. And you don't have to be perfect by any means to sell coaching. I joke, but this is also kind of true, that I really can support people with business because I've kind of cracked the code. I was really good when I first started. I've gotten even better. Now we have this company. We've been around for what, almost 9 years now. But could I sit and in integrity give someone relationship advice? No. Now in IGC, you have a professional coaching certification. Like if you go through our school, you get a professional coaching certification, which technically means that you can coach anyone around anything, but you would not see me putting my name in the hat to take on something like that because it is not an area that I feel in alignment with. Now, have I had some successes? Sure. But do I think that I have the confidence or the, would it be an integrity for me to coach around that? Probably not at this point, no. So you got to think to yourself, and whatever it is that you really do feel great about is probably going to be the thing that sells. Like that's the other thing. I think people like jump into coaching and they want to do X, Y, Z. And then they're like, oh, but this person's selling business coaching and this person's selling marketing coaching and this person is selling this. I want to do that instead. I think that that's just a recipe for a disaster. There's nothing you're going to make as much money with than doing something that is super in alignment and in integrity with who you are and how far you've come. Again, inside of a coaching conversation, they can go anywhere. They can truly go anywhere. But when it comes to marketing and branding, I think you have to truly be in integrity with your own, you know, personal accomplishments, achievements, and, you know, state of being or life status.
Mm-hmm. And people forget, if you are a certified life coach, which if you get a certification as a life coach, you can niche into whatever you want. You can shift and become a business coach. But if you are any sort of like tried and true life coach, you need to, again, like how can you be a life coach if you're not taking care of your own life? It is not that difficult in my mind. I mean, you cannot expect people to trust you. I think like this is a really important piece. Building trust with clients is what builds sales.
Yeah.
And you cannot expect people to trust you if your life is in constant shambles. And again, this doesn't mean perfection. I, again, am very open on my social media about how, for me, I ebb and flow between caregiver and being on one side of the country and then being on another side of the country and having all of my autonomy, time, space, you know, and energy. I'm open about the things that I struggle with, but I share it in a way that connects people. And again, I'm still finding ways and I choose to look at the possibility and I choose to find solutions versus complaining in order to continue again to like show up in the way that I ask my clients to. So you have to take ownership. Like you have to take ownership. Your clients and your network needs to see you take ownership when you are going through something and they need to see you model how to move through it, how to work through it so that they can feel like they can trust you. They can trust you when they're winning and they can trust you when they honestly are losing.
Yeah.
Because they know that you know how to handle that and you know how to work them through that. So I just feel like, again, when it comes to selling and it comes to growing and scaling your business, trust has to be the number one thing at all times. And it's hard for people to trust you when you're kind of wishy-washy, if you will. So
yeah. I want to recognize too that there is some nuance inside of this conversation. And it feels like a practice to show up authentically and vulnerably and also in this role of leader or business person or coach, service provider, while also having a human experience, which we all do every day. And there are some days I make really bad decisions as a businesswoman or as a mom or as a partner or whatever. And you have to find the balance between sharing some of those experiences from a learning perspective or a teaching perspective, and also not being a slop tart on the internet. I don't know how else to say it.
I love it. I never heard that slop tart.
I actually think they like said it on the Kardashians years ago, and it's I've just always remembered it. I thought it was funny. But again, Katie and I have talked about this in past episodes too, like how to, you know, be vulnerable but not sloppy. And I think it's all about highlighting the parts of your life that you are in integrity with and relating them back to the transformation possible through coaching. And people might say, but that's not 100% honest. Listen, you all don't know a lot about my personal life, but it doesn't mean that I'm not honest with the coaching services or the training services or the business services that we can provide, right? You don't need to know what went down with my ex because I am not selling relationship coaching, right? And no matter what level you're at, whether you have 200 followers on Instagram or 4 million TikTok followers, no one is showing you every element of their life. They are showing you the parts that serve their agenda or align to their brand, right? And so you need to also look at yourself that way and said, what would serve my audience? What is in alignment with my brand and what I am selling? And it's not going to be every breakdown. That does not make you authentic or any more vulnerable. Maybe that vulnerability needs to happen with somebody else, but it probably doesn't need to happen with your social media community if your social media community is built for your business.
Yes. Yes. And
a little ranty.
Mic drop. Yeah, I 100% agree. And I think that's why you get training. You get training so that you learn how to...
Full circle. Look at how she does this, boys and girls. Look at this.
You get training so that you learn how to maneuver some of these like nuances and so that you learn how to share your story from a perspective that connects your ideal clients and generates leads in your business and then sells them. And so... This is why nobody naturally knows how to do this, I don't think. It comes with time and it comes with practice and it comes with feedback. Mm-hmm. I think that's the other piece. If we're talking about integrity as a coach, you have to be open to feedback. And I think this is a huge area in terms of the marketing piece where if you can open yourself up to feedback from trainers and you can, you know, you're willing to get outside of your comfort zone, invest in yourself and actually get the training that you need, anybody can be successful.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. A lot of this is, like Sam said, stuff that you learn in training. It's stuff that you learn through getting feedback. And one of the things that is also coming up as you were talking about that and just this whole conversation is we do teach a lot of embody the woman you're becoming. So show up as your next level self. Show up as a woman who's making $1 million or whatever your income goal is. What would she say? How would she act? How would she respond? How would she post? How would she DM someone? How would she write an email? All of those things, the energy, like you can feel it when I said that. I think you could, like you're going to sit up a little taller, you're going to whatever. It's a different energy. It's a different vibe. You can still do that without lying. Okay. I promise you can still speak to client results. If you're just getting started, but yeah, they're talking about getting results and transformation possible with clients, but I don't have any. Girl, go get a pro bono client. That's how I started. I felt the same way. I'm like, well, I know the results of coaching, but I don't have any with my clients. Go get some pro bono clients. Not everyone's confidence level is going to be at 80 to 100 when they first start. They're not going to want to put out a paid offer right away. We encourage it. We love to see it. We see it all the time in IGC, but it's not for everyone. And it sure as hell wasn't for me. I was terrified and I didn't know if I was going to be good at it. And then once I started getting results, I actually had something to talk about. I actually understood what the value of my service was. And so I was able to speak to those results. And that's what we're saying. You can speak to the results and you can speak about the transformation and the transformation you have gone through, even if you're brand new. And you don't have to lie to do it.
Yes. And most of the women that come in our program, they say on admissions calls, I'm the go-to in my friend group.
Everybody comes to me.
Go to your friends. Go to anyone that you can close your eyes and think about. You have helped them change something in their life for the better. Go to those people and ask them to share about how you supported them or how you helped them. Get on a live with them.
Yeah.
My first clients were people that I knew. It was like a coworker that I was working with at the time, a woman I went to high school with, a woman I was in a graduate school program class with. And they were thrilled. Like they were literally thrilled that I asked them to work with me and to like, let me practice. They did pay me. However, my first thought was, okay, I'm not at the point to just throw this out into the ether and try to get a random stranger. I want to go to who makes me feel comfortable and safe. And I know that I've supported these women in different seasons of their life. So this makes sense for me to start. I think what we're talking about here is there isn't an excuse, especially when you're inside of our training program, as to why you can't start and as to why you can't actually put yourself out there and start sharing the way that you've supported people. There's so many different ways that you can come into this business. We give our students a lot of options. It's about picking one and going with it.
Truly, to summarize this whole integrity thing, it's really a self-check-in that we're asking you to do. I think about this for myself all the time. Do you remember a few months ago, Sam, when I was taking over a lot of the billing stuff and I was just kind of showing up in a worse space than I normally would? Like my job as the CEO of the company is to be the most delusionally positive and strategic person that I can be, right? When you are leading a team, not to say that you don't get to have a bad day, but I don't get to have a bad day that I take out on other people or that I really show much of the team during the work week. And you can judge that or think what you want of that, but how does that serve my purpose to do that? It does not. But that was an integrity check for me because I realized that by me taking over that role, as temporary as it was, that was causing me to be out of integrity with my purpose inside of this company. So I have had to do this myself. We are not perfect. We are all humans having a human experience. We must forgive ourselves. So if you're sitting there beating yourself up like, oh my God, I promoted this thing. And they're saying, I can't sell this service because I didn't invest the exact same amount in myself. That's not really what we're saying. But if you have done all of the actions and you have, you know, the perfect offer, or the perfect marketing or something, and it's not actually translating, people aren't receiving it well. This is your next place to check. Take a temp check on that. Do you need to rework the language of something so that when you say it, you feel like, oh, that's it. That's the thing. Do you need to maybe scale back on an offer that hasn't sold because you're like, oh, wait, I actually haven't cleaned that up in my life yet. So again, this isn't to beat you up or obviously not to beat you up over the internet, but this isn't to make anyone feel bad. It's to give you another place to check in as a leader, as a CEO, as a coach, as whatever you're calling yourself. Because sometimes, why do I love business so much? Because it's a game. I view it as a game, or almost like a maze, right? Like you're going so far and then, whoop, wall, got to go back and try something new, right? But it's figure outable. Things are solvable. Businesses work when you work them. And this is, if you cannot figure out why things are not working, this is a place I want you to check in on. Where in your life might you be out of integrity with your core values as a business person? If you don't have those, please go write them. And, you know, how can I clean up how I'm showing up so that my message is in integrity more with who I am and what I offer?
For some of you, this is the only thing that is separating you from a 6 or 7 figure business.
And we've both been there. So it's normal.
Mm-hmm. This is the only thing because you are. You are doing all of the things. You are organized. You're tracking your leads. You're posting every day. You have beautiful offers. You're getting support. You're staying plugged into your purpose. And there's just something that's not clicking inside. So take whatever pause that you need. Get some support. Get a third party to kind of look at your situation or look at your goals. Get some feedback. And freshen up a little bit, yeah, if you will, because this is the only thing that's separating you. And to me, that's badass. Yeah. Like, if you literally are doing all things and this is the one thing that's separating you, like you said, Liv, that is so figure outable. That is so solvable. And I know for us with our community inside of IGC, you know, we have the Circle, which is a Facebook group that we have for all the women inside of IGC. Like, that is a primary space where regardless of where women are at in their coaching or entrepreneurship journey, they can come in and get a third party to kind of look and see what's going on. So if you don't have that space, find that space in your life. You're all, obviously you're welcome with us, but
what you're really saying is you need coaching. Like, you do. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about integrity and ethics, which I also think come into this conversation, that's a training thing. If you want to be able to build trust with your clients and integrity as a coach, we believe that training is imperative. I don't think that anybody should be coaching without some type of training. I just don't. I think it's messed up. I think if you look back at the crazy stuff that was going on in the coaching industry in 2015, which is kind of how IGC came to be, maybe it's gotten a little better. Some might say it's worse, but training, step one. And then when you get it, you get up and going and things aren't working out, come back to coaching. I think that's key. I hired a new coach a couple months ago when this was all going on because I literally couldn't pinpoint what was going on with me. I couldn't figure out why I didn't feel like I was showing up authentically. And you know it because you don't want to get up. You don't want to do the work. You don't feel like it. And that's not who I am. We've been doing this for almost 9 years. I've barely been like this. And I'm like, what is this thing? And I needed someone else to take a magnifying glass or a looking glass and say, Olivia, how can you do this job inside of your company and that one? It's out of alignment. And so again, obviously, if you go through IGC, you have access to the Circle for life. So every evolution, every rendition, every transformation that you take on, you will have that ongoing support. But if you're not in there and you want to get in there, you can also hire one of our coaches. They do free 30-minute sessions. I'm sure that would even kick your butt into seeing something that you're not seeing or you're in denial of right now. That's the power of coaching. You just got to be open to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's wrap up this episode and summarize a couple action steps they can take. I think we did this at the beginning, but what was step one? Asking yourself, I actually would like to start this. Step one, where are you in integrity in your business? Where are you in integrity in your business? Two, where might you be out of integrity in your business? Step three, or question three, what do I need to shift in my personal life or professional life to get back in integrity? And the last one, number four, I would say, what support do I need to make this happen now?
Can I add a step five?
Heck yeah.
What is possible and available? Once I do get the support and get back into integrity.
I love that. And that's what you would want to bring. Yeah. Focus on the possibility. That's what you would want to bring. That's what you would say you need coaching around. I want to create this thing, these possible things in my life. Everybody can do it. And if you've messed it up to this point, this is the sign to change it. It is not to make you feel any worse. There's literally no point in feeling bad about anything that you did out of integrity. Your responsibility is to just clean it up, make it better, and go create the biggest life and business for yourself. That's all we want for you. More money in the hands of women who know what to do with it. That's all I got for today.
Love it. This was good.
Thank you.
Say
for
the
being
thing.
Here.
Say the thing that nobody else is willing to say. And I feel like that's the vibe of this season.
Yeah. All right. As always, check the show notes if you need some links, if you need some support. The best thing to do, no matter where you're at, is to go to innerglowcircle.com/call. That will lead you to every single idea, course, advisor that you need to get started. And we will see you on the next episode. Thanks so much for being here, Sam.
Thanks, Liv. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Let's face it, the world needs you and your clients are waiting.
This is the year you make it happen and become a six-figure certified coach doing exactly what you were called to do.
If you loved this episode, give us a 5-star review and share it with someone else who's ready to make moves and answer their calling.
We can't wait to see you next week and help you make your first or your next six figures as a certified coach.